This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Farmers in Washington State are being forced out of business by the growing number of challenges being thrown at them. 10th District Senator and farmer Ron Mazzal says one of those challenges is our new cage-free policy enacted for egg producers.
But on the 1st of January this year, you could not produce eggs as they had been done traditionally. You had to go to a cage-free facility. Well, that increases the cost of production, which now they're passing on to the consumer.
Another, Mazzal says, is the gas tax farmers are supposed to be exempt from.
Carbon Commitment Act, we know, costs just shy of 50 cents a gallon for fuel. It wasn't supposed to impact the natural resource industry. So timber, fishing, agriculture weren't supposed to see that increased cost, but it did. And the Department of Ecology couldn't figure out how to make it happen.
And maybe the biggest burden, Mazzal says, is having to pay our ag workers overtime.
The reality of that is that we're seasonal. Whether we're putting up feed, whether we're harvesting grain, whether we're harvesting fruit, there's a short season to get that done. And we work a lot of hours in that time period. Well, our employees did too, and they benefited because they were able to get those hours then and they'd have less in the wintertime.
Tune in tomorrow for more on why we're losing our farmers and what that could mean for our future.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.